Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wild day. We will get into the Knicks stuff from their opener last night, but let's get some calls in here, BT, on the gambling stuff here. Now, look, I don't think it's the end of sport. Like, no. Let's not get nuts here. But for people who have been questioning the integrity of sports for a long time in certain situations, not every game that you feel that way, but there are certain spots, and now you've had over the... It's been going on, as you mentioned, for years, right? But now it's become more mainstream to have guys in different leagues getting nabbed, whether it's Donaghy, whether it's Calvin Ridley, as you mentioned before, Emmanuel Class A, and now Billups and Rozier. So it's happened quite a bit in recent years with gambling being so... mainstream now and pronounced with these leagues. I think it is a bit of an issue that sports in general, obviously this is pertaining to the NBA, but the NFL has it, MLB has it as well, NHL, all of it. They have to figure out a way to make sure this doesn't happen and people could know that when they invest in their teams, whatever it may be, that they're watching something that's on the up and up.
I don't know how they do that. I mean, and I'm open to solutions, but I'm also open to common sense. I don't know how... You know, you eliminate this from our sporting world. I just don't. And I'm optimistic that we can, you know, I think the way to do it is to just let everybody know you get involved in this. And it seems like, you know, they mean business based on that press conference and they've got all the details that we're going to punish you incredibly hard. So maybe that would dissuade people from doing it. I don't know.
Well, if you're the league, forget the FBI for a second.
Okay.
If you're a league. NFL, NBA, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have a zero tolerance policy. Now, obviously, it's got to be, you know, innocent until proven guilty, sure, but...
Yeah, play it out.
Zero tolerance.
Like, strike one, Pete Rose, you're out.
For life. Like, that's it. Banned from anything to do with our league. Erased from the history of it. Like, you didn't even exist in the NBA world.
Mm-hmm.
That or whatever, what a pick a league. That's how I would do it. And I would think that if you're Emmanuel Class A and you know that if you throw a pitch a little too far outside because you've got some silly bet on it, like the risk to me in that particular case would not be worth it. Now you can talk about the millions of dollars not impacting these guys. I don't know if it's just strictly disease-based, if they get themselves in trouble, whatever it may be, but I still think the league, at the very least, can just have zero tolerance, one strike, you are banned forever.
That's a starting point. I mean, now, but I guess the question is, where do you get that line of delineation? If Calvin Ridley, they were fairly nominal bets, right?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, no, yeah. I respect that. I'm just trying to get a line like, is it petty larceny versus grand larceny? Are we going to establish that? Is it, hey, $5 is equivalent to $5,000, which is the same as $5 million? I'll let them do that. The one other thing before we get these calls to consider, like I mentioned, you know, certainly turn of the century into the 20s, post-depression, early 30s, you know, post-World War II, 46, right in that era. It's baseball, it's boxing, it's wrestling, right? Now, think about the way people back then would have to get their hooks into you. And I'm talking about, you know, crooked, you know,
right,
illegal, whatever. They'd have to come up to you and they'd have to be near you, all right? Now, with the digital world, the digital imprint, now it's also easier to get pinched because there is a digital imprint, obviously, right, if you dumb it up, not, you know, not to take the proper steps. But I can live in California, I can reach out to a New York athlete, a New York college player, whatever it might be, and we can now have a connection with never seeing each other. And I just think it's even, what I'm saying is I think the net has become so wide for people to get involved and hung up in the wrong thing. I don't know if there's a perfect solution. I really don't.
Yeah, and to me, I guess it starts with, like, I don't think it's just people from the mob or whatever reaching out.
No, neither do I. I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, like, reaching out to Billups and being like, hey, you know, why don't you help us fix games or whatever it may be, or Rozier. I would think that those guys got in over their head. They got in trouble. That's mm-hmm. what it was with the kid from Toronto. What was his name? Porter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Porter. Yeah, it was definitely Porter. Yep.
Right, so that's what happened with him. They just said it. He basically got himself in trouble
to a point where they
threatened him, he's got to try to fix games.
And that's very common. That's very common because you don't know the depth and the severity and the people that you start to do quote-unquote business with, and once you do it, you're like, oh, I'm not trying to glorify this. It's a crime, but if you do it once, you're like, oh, that was easy. Okay, no big deal, right? It's almost probably in a weird way empowering if it's a disease, right? So then you're like, I could do this and I'm not going to have any issues. The moment that you resist, they're like, you're not going anywhere. We got you. And when they say we got you, those are guys with weapons, heavy hands, and legitimate juice.
Mark is calling from Garden City. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Sal. Hi, BT. I've called you before. Win the Class A and Ortiz, Guardian stuff. And I have a 40-year career in sports law on the defense side, mostly dealing in racing, horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
You're representing trainers, jockeys. I've seen it. BT, you've hit it on the head. The biggest problem now is the prop bet. The reason there haven't been arrests yet is the Ortiz and Class A stuff just happened. Watch Luis Ortiz's pitch when you guys get a break, and the amount of money on first pitch ball.
Yeah, I thought we did watch that a while ago.
Any prop mm-hmm. now.
All right, but here's the thing,
and
Mark.
If
you eliminated that, you think all the problems go away?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, well,
but these are the same problems we've had going. This just adds more and more problems. And you see Toronto Rangers, right? There's not the manpower to police it. You have somebody running this case that doesn't even know the name of the NBA franchise.
Yeah, I know.
That's a problem.
The Rangers got enough problems. They don't need to be associated with that. And thanks for the call, Mark. I mean, geez, they can't score a goal.
Terry Rozier, he's a hell of a resume. I mean, could you get some of the names right, guys?
Well, I mean, obviously, that you know, those guys don't know what they're talking about as far as it goes to sports.
You, but you should know the name of the franchise.
I did that Toronto Rangers. Come on, dude. I mean, that's
I actually looked at Sal. I'm like, is that a minor league team? Am I missing something? Is that a G League team?
My initial thought was it was some kind of, different league. And then I put two and two together and realized he didn't know what the hell he was talking about. But I don't think it's just the prop bets. I think that that makes it maybe a little bit easier. So Class A, for example, instead of fixing the game, which would be harder because you'd have to groove some pitches or whatever it may be. Just throw a ball on the first pitch of this inning?
Simple.
That is an easy fix. The problem is these guys are so stupid that the action on that is easier to detect than if it were a game.
There's a siren. There's an alarm. There's a an intense rise in attention to a certain prop here, and that's where things get flagged. It's like, wait, so usually I'm just throwing out a number. It could be completely off. Usually we have $10,000, I don't know, on a first pitch strike. Tonight we've suddenly had $57,000. Let's jot that down. Let's see what happened. Yeah. Let's follow this guy. Let's follow the betting patterns after that, and that's how you build a case.
Keto is calling from Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Keto?
Keto.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So it's Pieto. It's okay. It's okay. So I'm not an NCAA fan, but this morning I was reading that they just approved that coaches and players are allowed to bet on games.
You know, I saw Carton tweet that before. I'll get you the exact name, but go ahead, Pieto.
Yeah, so I think it's ironic that this news broke today about this huge gambling scheme. So how can NCAA allow their players to bet and then go into the leagues where they can't bet anymore? Like, wouldn't that be a hard switch off for these players?
I would think
so. There's
going to
be a lot more people getting in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, it's like giving somebody a needle and then, but and then taking it away. I mean, really? You get a little taste. You're like, okay, I'm kind of used to this, and then now it's illegal?
I saw Carton tweet about this about an hour ago, saying, while the NBA is dealing with yet another gambling scandal this morning, the NCAA yesterday ratified a new rule specifically allowing college athletes to gamble on pro sports starting November 1st. So I guess college athletes are allowed to gamble on pro sports.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
if you're 18, do you really have the right to tell them not to? I get that from I don't know if it's constitutional or a rights perspective, but is it the right thing to do or the correct thing to do? The answer is no. Stupid.
Yeah, I know, but then how do you police that? Like,
So
let's say anybody that works with the NFL, I think this is a thing, right? If you work with the NFL, you're not even allowed in casinos.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, like, it could be anybody. Kyle Brandt, I think we were talking about that when Kyle Brandt was in studio, but whatever it may be, if you work with the NFL at all, you can't bet. So you shouldn't even be seen in the casino, anything like that. That's part of working for the league. If you don't like that, then take Ike. So you could also say with college, hey, if you want to be a student athlete, you can't gamble.
No, I would absolutely be on board with that for sure.
But I understand the other side of it too, saying, well, they're people just like anybody else, and they don't have any ties to professional sports. Some may never have ties to professional sports. What harm is a little same-game parlay?
I get it. And here's the bigger issue too. Think about the money that these, and I'm fine with this because it is now pro sports. Patino said that he's right. Finally, somebody had the stones to, call it for what it is. But, back in the day, when Chris Mullin and Mark Jackson were at St. John's, they had two nickels in their pocket, Get a case of beer, maybe get a slice of pizza. That's it. Gas up the car, which is probably 15 years old at that point. Some old station wagon that dad gave you, if you were lucky. Now, you've got St. John's has about a $10 or $12 million payroll right now. So everybody is making a lot of money, and St. John's is not alone, although they're at the top of the list. They're higher. So all these college kids have a lot of money, and they can gamble. Is that a good combination? Use your brains.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.